whatsoever. I wanted to tell you that I didn't do anything special. I live in this community for 35 years,
Brooklyn,
things one at a time. Brooklyn, Borough Park, and Jewish community.
Yeah.
I represent Borough Park as an advocate, and I took in 21 kids in my house one at a time. I help people as much as I can. We feed about 130 people every week.
Okay.
And I do it one thing at a time.
Hey, see, the country is a big country. They want to know why you're calling me.
Well, I'm telling you why. They closed my parks.
There you
they
go.
They actually targeted my neighborhoods when other parks opened. The mayor specifically keeps telling them to come to the Orthodox Jewish communities. And I felt bad because I myself and my children, grandchildren, and 102 nephews and nieces can keep these parks open. Plus, I'm very much into special needs children. These parents need to take their children out.
So what? So here you have DiCamio, who's ordering that these parks be shut. He's using locks and chains. He's using welding. So what'd you do about it?
So I'm going to tell you very simple. I call him Executive Idiot de Blasio, but what I did was I'm 400-pound guy. I'm going to cut those locks. Me, I'm going to cut those
locks. You need to cut back on those potato locks, my brother.
Oh, no, the wife of 32 years. You hasn't left me for some reason.
I know, but you want to live, right?
I want to live, and I'm going to lose the weight. I promise. But I want you to know that I myself do one thing at a time, that these parks belong to me and my kids and my neighbor's kids. And I went...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I went, I cut the locks, I made protests, I made rallies with the kids, I had support from my neighbors and families. The police there stood there and cheered me on. I spoke to the chief, I spoke to my local councilman, Yikamin Yeager, my assemblyman, Eichenstein, Simcha Eichenstein.
Why do you think DiCamio keeps targeting the Hasidic community?
He hates us. He really is jealous of us that we're not burning our buildings down. He sends the police and sheriffs in, which I personally talked to and asked them not to come in. They're very good to us. We support our police, and he wants to hurt us. And I myself will cut one park at a time. I'm going to open up every single park myself if I have to go myself and cut it myself. And I promise you, Mark, that I will get it done because I've done it for 35 years, and I'm going to get it done one at a time. I can't do more. I wish I could do more.
I just think it is really outrageous that this Marxist keeps targeting your specific community while he's encouraging Black Lives Matter. He's encouraging people to march en masse. He's undermining the police officers left and right in that city. But he's got a real hate on for you guys, I can tell you that.
He does. That's why I'm hoping to get into the city council next year. I'm going to increase the police budget. And not only am I going to watch the police, I'm going to get onto the DOB where he frivolously issues violations to the Jewish community for cracked sidewalks, for holes in the sidewalk, for not signing off jobs. He's actually torturing us and fining us. And the man has no mercy whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, Mark. I'm promising you, Mark.
Now, you're going to run for office there, you said.
I am running. I'm running for city council.
What's your last name?
My name is Tishler, T-I-S-H-L-E-R.
Yeah.
I'm going to run for the city council. I'm going to be in charge.
Oh, now, Heishi, if you want to knock on all the doors, you got to drop a few. I'm quite serious. I'm trying to help. You got to drop a little bit. You got to take care of your health. But I look forward to it. Keep up the fight there. We're all behind you in this country. We salute our armed forces.